Jubilant election winners, a new Democratic governor in the important swing state of Virginia, but a much closer race than expected.
What a great night, everybody, huh?
And a Republican governor re-elected in New Jersey. Two different elections influenced in different ways by the Tea Party, the ultra-conservative wing within the Republican Party. The Tea Party's conservative members of Congress brought about the U.S. government shutdown in an effort to defund President Obama's signature health care program. Analysts say the unpopular shutdown hurt Republican gubernatorial candidate Ken Cuccinelli, who has strong Tea Party ties. Yet Cuccinelli narrowed the gap with his opponents by attacking Obamacare.
That Virginia understands that Obamacare is a failure and that you want to be in charge of your health care and not the government.
In the end, Virginia voters chose Democrat Terry McAuliffe, who promised bipartisanship.
Just think about what Virginia has been able to accomplish when we work together.
And in New Jersey, a big re-election win for Republican Chris Christie, who claimed a victory that also included Democrats and minorities.
Leadership is much less about talking than it is about listening, about bringing people around the table, listening to each other, showing them respect.
Tad Devine, a Democratic strategist, talks about Christie's win.
He has been able to take a very Democratic state, Obama won New Jersey by 17 points in the last two elections, and become a governor who could not only win a close election, as he did the first time, but win a landslide election.
Republican strategist Ford O'Connell says Tea Party Republicans need to learn from the winning candidates, or...
Well, it leaves the Tea Party really in an echo chamber just talking to the base. The real problem for the Tea Party is how do they actually expand their appeal beyond the Republican base?
The internal battle ahead in upcoming national elections is for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, say analysts. Does the party tilt toward the extreme conservatism of the Tea Party or lean more moderate? Again, O'Connell.
Depending how this battle turns out, it could lead to more dysfunction and government shutdowns. And that's something that people all over the world have an eye on because America is still the most robust economy in the world.
O'Connell says Tuesday's result will embolden the Tea Party to continue to go after Obamacare as an issue they can win in future elections. But the loss in Virginia could also encourage moderate Republicans to balance those attacks to appeal to a larger electorate. In Washington, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.